Hey, my name is Ethan Pewitt, and I started this channel just to show the exact reason of why we are alive, and that is to be used as a vessel, which is exactly why I call this channel Just a Vessel. And I think that's a great representation of who we are in Christ. We are just a vessel. This life that we have is not our own, but it is Jesus Christ. And he died on the cross to give us eternal life and to take away our sins. And I believe that even in the midst of our failures and of our sins, that we can be used in mighty, mighty ways if we give our life to Him. And we are not called to live in comfortability, to live on the couch, to just have fun, and to just experience this life, to be happy, which is all great things. But there is an actual reason of why we're alive, and it's to spread the word of God. And we are called to do at any time and any place to just spread his word and him through us to expand the kingdom of God. And as I grow in my faith and my walk in Christ, I always tend to run back to the things that I'm used to the habitable things that I don't want to let go. I don't want to leave the house sometimes, or I don't want to go out and evangelize, or you name it. It's hard being a Christian in this lifetime, especially with how the world is going. But we still have a responsibility to do. We still have a purpose in this world. And a lot of times, people are struggling with the whole idea of what is my purpose in this life? What is the actual reason of why I'm living? And in this channel, I'm hoping to teach you and hopefully learn a thing or two myself on what it is that we are actually supposed to be doing. If that is to be singing, preaching, if that is supposed to be teaching, or whatever you want to call it. But hopefully we can find the actual thing that you are to be used as a vessel for. See, God gave us all these amazing gifts. There are amazing people out there that can sing, that can teach, that can build a complete house from the bottom to the top. And there are other people who are still even wondering, what am I even doing? Like, I have nothing that I'm good at. But at the end of the day, you do have something you're good at. And Jesus wants a relationship with you. And a lot of people tend to push the whole Jesus aspect in life away. They kind of just want to put it back on the back burner because I have time to learn about him, or I have time to go to church. But at the end of the day, you do. For now, but eventually you won't. And you should not just put Jesus on the back burner because somebody hurt you in church, or you have this bad rep of what it is to be a Christian. And also, Christianity is not a religion. It truly is a relationship with Jesus. And that is so great to have, especially whenever you get lonely, whenever you feel like you have nobody to talk to. And he's standing right there in front of you, ready to talk to you, ready to have this life, this love to give you. And he died on the cross to show you what love is, to show you what it means for somebody to actually be there for you, not just for what you have to give, not just because of your last name, but because he created you for a specific reason. And I'm hoping that and praying that we can all learn a thing or two about what it means to be a child of God. And I have so many ideas for this channel, and I have a lot of just belief that God will truthfully use this, not to make me famous, but just to spread his name. And I want to have a lot of Bible studies on here for you to learn, and I'm going to have sermons, have guests come up on this channel, and to hopefully just connect, to show you what it means that, you know, Christians are not perfect by any means. We're truthfully not. I have my sins just like the rest of anybody else, but I always turn back to Jesus. There has been multiple times in my life where I just completely turned away. I just completely thought that, you know, this is just religion, or this is all about money. But when I was all alone and had nothing else going for me, basically, Jesus was right there waiting for me. He never left. And he's always walking in front of you, paving a way for you to live. All you have to do is listen. And in my life, and I'm only 22 at the moment, but in my life, I've learned so many things. And the biggest thing that I've learned is I cannot do it on my own. I need connections. I need relationships. And who's the best relationship to have other than Jesus Christ? So I just strongly, strongly advise you to not be offended, to not run away from this just because you're afraid of what other people might think or because it's a religion, but because you need this, just as I need this. And I promise you, this God-sized hole in my chest that I've tried to fill with so many countless things, I've realized that it can only be filled by God. It cannot be filled in this world, because this world truthfully is evil. This world is out for its own good. And it's hard being a Christian in this life, because you want to just make friends and you feel like as though, oh, I'm a Christian, so I can't have friends. I can't call people, or I can't go out with people places. And yes, there is a limit to what you could do. But that should not be your main concern. You should not try to be the most popular kid or person in your college or your high school or your work. But you should actually want to understand that at the end of the day, when your life is all said and done, and you finally meet your Creator, and you walk through the gates of heaven, that you will see every single person that you came in contact with, that you spread the word of God with, your friends, your family, neighbors, strangers, and you get to spend eternity with the most diverse place to ever exist. And I truthfully cannot wait to be able to see the face of God. And in this channel, I pray that you learn, you grow, and God can soften your heart, that you start off with knowledge, understanding, and everything that you do. So thank you.